So another constituent.
Good afternoon, everybody. I'm a representative of Vancouver Kingsway. And can we just ask that everybody have some more respect so that the politicians don't show respect in the House of Commons. Let's show it here. Only a couple things to say, a couple things to point out. One was that Stephen Harper made a promise on Radio Canada during the election. He was asked by an interviewer, what will you do, Mr. Harper, if you elect nobody in the area of Montreal? Will you appoint somebody to cabinet? And the translation of his response, while he was smiling, was, no, I believe that a member of parliament has to be put in a cabinet position. So he violated that promise that he made to the people of Quebec. So let's not forget about the other issue on the other side of the country. Mr. Emerson's near and dear to us here, but there have been promises broken. Secondly, I'd also like to point out that this isn't a partisan issue because there are many conservatives who are unhappy with the turn of events. Maybe at some point the moderator could ask for a show of hands, but there are actually quite a few conservatives like myself who are very unhappy with how this election is played out and what Mr. Emerson has done. So thank you very much.
Madam Chair, my name is Richard Lee, and I will need 2 minutes. I have a very simple message to Mr. Harper and Mr. Emerson. The people of Canada have spoken out, the people of BC have spoken out, and particularly the people of this riding of Vancouver Kingsway has spoken out loud and clear on this. And being politicians, both you, Mr. Harper and Mr. Emerson, have made many claims during the election campaign, but I don't remember either one of you claiming to have any hearing impairment. So it's loud and clear, Mr. Harper and Mr. Emerson, you are to call it by election in this riding and let the people have a chance to speak.
My name is Alice, and I am a constituent of this riding, and I will admit right up front I voted for the NDP. I really feel badly for those people who strategically belonged to other parties and decided that they were going to vote for Mr. Emerson. Well, didn't they lose out twice? And I feel really badly for that. But mostly what I feel badly about is that I'm a mother and I have three young adults at home, and I have had to work year after year after year to get them to vote. And in fact, they go and vote because they're really afraid of what their mother's reaction is going to be if they don't vote. But beside that, I got to tell you, on Monday morning, when my two young sons came home, and they said to me, "What is going on?" I got to tell you that my credibility as a mother has just been set back many, many years. But also, I'm also really concerned about all those young individuals that we went out and said, "You know what, politics are going to be better. If you get involved in politics and you get out there and vote and you run, or you get involved in the political process, there will be a change." That are a bit older and who are a bit more jaded, but you know what? You just have lied and been deceitful, as Mr. Harper has, and if you have lost your credibility as politicians, but you've also lost your credibility as human beings and as adults, and for that you should be thoroughly ashamed, and I want a by-election, and I want it tomorrow.
Thank you for that. My name is Jim Edmondson. I'm also a member of the federal Vancouver Kingsway riding. I just want to say this. This meeting is the start of a process which is already successful. Just look at the people here. Just look at the number of people here. This is the auditorium. They suggested that we should have hundreds of people here. We have hundreds of people here. This is the beginning of that process. listen to the words that are said about this election by the people that support what, the words of this move that by the people who support it. He did the right thing. This is good for British Columbia. He'll get the job done. These statements show a deep and shocking ignorance of the democratic process. Yeah. Or maybe not. Maybe these statements just lift a thin veil of a long-standing and pervasive view of democracy and government held by some people. Think about that concept. So it's very unlikely that we can do anything legally about this, even in terms of parliamentary procedure. Somebody crossed the floor where there wasn't even a floor to cross. It's possible that we may be able to do something in terms of calling the this parliamentary system into disrepute. That's a possibility. But the most likely thing is that what we're going to have to do is to raise enough political heat on Emerson to make him give up. So that process starts now. Thank you.
Hello, my name is Maureen G, and I am a resident of Acres constituency. And I did vote for a Liberal candidate. I have voted NDP before, but I'm mostly centre of the road. And I had to have a personal letter from Emerson before I would vote for him, because I've heard nothing about him in the last election or since. And I think he's in it only for himself, and he gives every party a bad name. I have not been involved in politics for many years. I'm going to run for anybody who can defeat me. Thank you.
Good afternoon. My name is Dave Coles. I am a constituency resident. I'm a trade union leader. I'm the vice president of the Communications, Energy, and Paper Workers. I love politics. My family is deeply involved in partisan politics, and I'm deeply partisan. The Liberal Party kicked our butt. They won. And I feel sorry, quite frankly, for the Liberals in this constituency, because what David Emerson did was he committed fraud. My 86-year-old mother-in-law, who is so deeply ingrained in the CCF and the NDP that her blood runs with it, told my children that she was going to vote for the Liberals, Mr. Emerson, because she was so frightened of Mr. Harper. And for the first time in her life, she voted Liberal. She is sick, and so are a lot of other people in this riding. He committed fraud. If he was an honorable person, he'd step down.
I've never been to a political rally before or a political event. Cool. My name's Kerry. I'm a constituent of Vancouver Kingsway. And I gotta confess, I haven't been the greatest Canadian voter in the world. I've skipped elections, municipal, provincial, and federal in my life. My mom would be annoyed. Okay, well, this time I decided I would inform myself. I'd read up on the issues, and I would become a knowledgeable, informed contributor to the democratic process. So I did what I could. You know, I did what I could. I read up, I read on the platforms, I decided on a platform that I liked, and I went and I voted for it. And then a couple of weeks later, I found out that my vote was switched. that I had been disenfranchised. That my vote had been converted to a vote
for a set of policies which are the diametric opposite that I selected by putting that X in that box. I haven't been fooled. I've been disenfranchised. I've been robbed of my democratic right as a Canadian citizen. As surely as if somebody took my vote, looked at it in the booth, decided they didn't like it, and discarded it. Yeah. Except it's worse. They switched it. If there's supporters of the Conservatives here, if there's people who are supporters of Emerson, please see this on a level of basic fairness. How am I expected to be making a reasoned, informed contribution to the Canadian democratic process if my vote may be exchanged for a set of policies that I did not vote for?
My name is Harry Lally, and I'm from Merritt. I'll make this real quick, because other people there want to speak. The people in rural British Columbia are just as upset as the people in Vancouver Kingsway. Even though the people in rural BC overwhelmingly elected Conservatives, the people of Vancouver did not. So the sentiments that are expressed here in this room are the very sentiments that are expressed by the people who live north and east of Hope, and they want elected politicians to be in cabinet when they fight for that particular party. And that's it.
Hello, my name is Matthew Kowalik. I'm a new resident of Vancouver Kingsway Riding. I represent a group that's trying to form by the internet. If you are interested, by the time I finish speaking, vancouver.kingsway.byelection@gmail.com. We are unaffiliated, we are nonpartisan, because we believe that this is not an issue which is red, blue, orange, green, or otherwise. This is about our democratic franchise being subverted. And I'm new to this. I've never been so incensed by a political issue that I've been moved to act. But I invite anyone else who is, we don't want to divide our efforts. So if anyone else has a similar idea, our idea is to circulate a public petition in the riding. Hopefully we'll get over half the amount of registered voters in the riding. Someone will have to listen, we hope. So if anyone wants to join with me, or if you think that your effort is bigger than ours, and you invite us to join with you, again, vancouver.kingsway.byelection@gmail.com. Hopefully we can unite our efforts and get something done about this. Yeah. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Andy Vine. I'm a resident of Vancouver Kingsway. What Mr. Emerson and Mr. Harper have conspired together makes a mockery of democracy. Yeah. It is a shameful act, and we cannot sit or stand for it. It's got to be resisted. We cannot just vocalize our concerns and then sit back. We've got to keep going with this until we get the results we want. I was touched by the mother who got up before and talked about how she has trouble facing her kids, because cynicism about politics is turning younger generation off in droves. You know, I recently heard a commentator say that in the United States, the political divide is not between Republicans and Democrats, but between voters and non-voters. And the problem is that the non-voters make up their own rules. They don't live by the process we call democracy, which is the heart of civil society. If we let this go, we're adding to the erosion and degeneration of civil society. Yeah. And we're going to get exactly what comes with that, which is anarchy. Yeah. And let's not do that. I mean, let's stand, make a stand here in Vancouver Kingsway and make a difference and let Harper and all the rest of them know that they cannot get away with this.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Just for a second to allow two speakers. The first is the Liberal constituency, Federal Liberal Association would like to speak, so we're going to let that person speak now. And then we'll let Libby Davies speak as an elected MP, and then we'll go back to the line. Because we've been in just about 20 minutes now, thank you. So I have Ivan Kerman.
Ready? Come on.
I can see interest here and this abuse of the voters, and that's supposed to be this democracy, and the voters can vote you in or they can vote you out. And it was, you know, from Monday, it was really a surprise for me to hear that, and as I said before, I never, I didn't hear about nothing, and I was shocked. And we basically worked very hard as a Liberal over there. We won. Basically, on the end, you know what happened. And we're going to win again, if it has to be. We're going to work very hard. And to come here, I just didn't want it to speak, but anyway, everybody's speaking, so I'm going to speak too. So I going to... As I said, I took my son to the hockey and I just dropped by. I can see very interesting people. And if you did send me email, thank you for email. There is a big support for this. I cannot answer all the emails. I don't think I'm going to even do answering the email because it would take me a day or something like that. So many emails I received. Anyway, thank you very much for coming. Thank you for your support. And we're going to do it again. We're going to win again. Thank you.